Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, February 8th, and it's freezing in fucking L.A., man.
Yeah, it's
right?
Really cold.
Are you managing with the cold?
It
was like in the 30s last night.
Yeah, I had the heat on 77 in my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's hot.
I love
it. You know,
it.
I put it on 71, it's too hot for me.
I think my roommates probably get pissed about that, but I don't care.
You don't care? Do you at least keep a window open or something so you get some cool air?
Why would I want cool air if my heat's on 77?
Because you can still... You know, I mean, that's the thing. Many people do that. I do that.
No, I'm good.
Because it gets too stuffy there.
No, thank you. I have it on 77 because I'm freezing. I don't want any windows open.
I see. Okay.
I woke up this morning. I was so comfortable in bed.
Yeah.
It's one of those days where I was like, ugh.
I know. You don't want to get out of the...
Yeah.
The covers are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know. For me, it's harder to get up because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
You know, outside the bed.
Right.
Then, you know, then just because I'm tired. I mean, both are true, but still. And, but yeah, in this house I'm living in, it takes a while to heat the house.
Yeah.
And then once you wait, then it's really hot.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Interested. But I've got this, have you heard of the Nest?
No.
It's a circular thing that's a thermostat and it's digital. So you can control it from your phone.
Oh, geez. Everything is just like so high tech now.
Right? Yeah. But in fact...
I mean, that's kind of cool, though, because you don't have to leave your bed.
Right.
Like, if you're cold, you can be like, oh, let me put the heat up.
Right. Or you set it up in advance. It's
right.
Got a scheduler.
All right.
So, yeah. So, at 7 o'clock, it goes off and stuff. But
I think that's cool.
Yeah. And I think they're giving them away now, the power company, because it's supposed to save energy and stuff.
Mm.
So, eventually, people will probably get it for free.
Yeah.
You know? But
I have the old
cool,
school
man.
One where you have to like get up, change it to heat, then put fan or auto. That's what I have.
I know. Isn't it funny how we get like spoiled?
Yeah.
It's already like yours is outdated, you know, because
mm-hmm.
or most of them are outdated because we have digital thermostats
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
A computer inside. You know?
Exactly.
And soon they'll probably be like compatible with Alexa and stuff, so then you can give voice commands.
I know.
To it, right?
I think that's weird.
Yeah.
The whole Alexa concept to me is really weird.
Yeah. But people do that.
I mean, no, like everyone has one.
Really?
I don't.
Except me. I don't want it listening in on me. Shit.
I just think it's weird. It's like Alexa, put on my TV, and then it's like no remote, nothing. Just how the fuck did you just put my TV on? Like, it's just really weird to me.
Right.
It's cool.
They already have
weird.
Searching by voice, you know, on
right.
Amazon.
Every
your stick
TV,
too, right?
Yeah, but on a regular remote now,
right.
You can search. Like, if you have an Xfinity remote, they have the voice button that says, find Jurassic Park, and I'll just pull it right up instead of going through the entire list of on-demand.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, is kind of better.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, if you're looking for something specific, it's the best way to go.
If you're not... Then it's like, just browse, stop being
and
lazy.
And it looks for it everywhere. Like if you do it on Prime, it looks for it on Netflix too, and
mm-hmm.
Hulu and all that.
Right.
You know? So it's pretty cool. Talking about Amazon, I guess, did you hear that Jeff Bezos is being threatened by, or he claims he was being blackmailed by the National Enquirer about nude photos and texts he had with his girlfriend. So he's
if that
the
was
one
true,
that,
then he could have a lawsuit.
Yeah. Well,
that's extortion.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. But now the National Enquirer realized it's probably a big deal, and they're going to investigate what he's claiming.
Because maybe someone from the National Enquirer was doing that.
Yeah.
You never know.
No, exactly. So now they're going to investigate and see what's going on. But I think, I mean, it's totally believable about the National Enquirer, you know. Because in order to get their sensational stories, they have to even break laws sometimes, I think. You
yeah,
know?
Probably.
Like climb into over fences, into people's homes to take pictures.
And people that report those stories, it's a kind of dangerous job.
Right.
You know, being a reporter. Depending on what you're reporting about. If you're reporting about like the sale that's going on at Macy's this weekend, obviously you're good.
Right.
But if you're reporting about like some CIA agent that you think is working with the France government or something that you would see in a movie, which is right. probably real life.
Right.
At the end of the day, we just don't hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but they're known to pay for sources of stories, you know, whereas mm-hmm. in traditional media, they don't.
Right.
So, quote unquote, supposedly they can stay like unbiased.
Right.
Right. So they don't take money, but it's bullshit, you know, so... That's why, but the National Enquirer sometimes brings out some things that are like interesting. It shows you like celebrities, how they look without their makeup mm-hmm. and on the beach and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They look like shit.
Everybody Dude. Looks like shit, really, right. when they're not dolled up.
That's true, right?
Like, I don't look, I mean, I look different, but I look tired when I have no makeup on. Like, I just party for 10 days straight.
Yeah, you definitely look different from yeah. when you
doll up.
Put yourself together.
Yeah, you know, hell yeah. Sometimes I, like, do my makeup and I look at myself. I'm like, who is that?
Yeah, right.
That was not me 25 minutes ago.
So what do you do with people that you date? I mean, you know, do they realize you look different?
Actually, guys like me when I don't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. I'm going to go do my makeup. I'll be right back. I mean, it depends how comfortable I am with them. Some dudes that I'm just like hooking up with, they'll never see me without any makeup on.
Yeah.
Like even if I sleep at their house, I'll sleep with my makeup on. But then once I'm comfortable, I'm like, well, in my head, I'm like, hopefully this will last a while.
Exactly. And you show them, this is me.
Yeah, man, exactly. You know? So then you wipe the makeup off and you wear the curly hair and you don't care about your hair extensions. And it's just like, this is me.
Right.
Do you still like me?
And he goes, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
What did I just do?
Yeah.
That's funny, man. So, yeah, I've been watching some movies. I'm like starting a movie and I stop and I go to another one and I stop because I can't seem to find a good one.
I'm going to hit Redbox tonight. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I can be on my computer trying to look for work and watch movies at the same time. That's my Friday night. Yeah. Whoop-dee-fucking-do, people. And tomorrow it's raining.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Unless it changed.
I'll
Hold
take
on.
It.
Let's see. Yeah. Nope. Saturday will be sunny. Monday and then Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. See, it changes
all
the time.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week is raining. What the hell?
But listen, it changes all the time.
I know, because it was supposed to rain yesterday.
Right.
I mean, tomorrow.
Right. So, yeah, the weather changes. I mean, they can't predict. You know, most of the predictions are bullshit anyway.
Mm, yeah.
They give you general things, but that's about it. But what can you do? You know, I mean, they're predicting the future by looking at weather patterns and reports and
right.
You know, so you know, even pilots report part of the weather
mm-hmm.
to the weather centers and stuff, so they know what's going on and can warn other planes and yeah. You know. So let's see. So what's going on? I mean, you know, are you still talking to that guy? Yeah, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
But you guys don't really talk. It's texting
yeah,
and
it's
videos.
Like, yeah, it's like.
Does he videotape himself too and
no,
send it to you?
No.
So it's only you send videos.
But that's how I talk to most you. People.
Really?
Like I'll send video notes instead of text messaging.
But don't you prefer to talk in real time?
I do, but like I also know he's really busy.
Yeah.
Like he's on set for like 15, 16 hours a day. Like I'm not going to be that chick that just met him that's blowing him up. You know? Like I know I'm not going to see him this month.
Yeah.
Because he told me February was really busy for him, but maybe in March, you know?
Yeah.
As long as we keep in touch every once in a while, whenever he says, hey, come back, yeah. I'll say, cool.
Exactly. And keep your eyes open here, you know? Keep
right,
your
exactly.
options open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to think too much into it. I took it as a weekend of fun, and I had fun.
Yeah.
And if I get to see him again, cool. If I don't, no regrets.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, you know?
Right. Because I asked him last night, I was like, what about the weekend of the 21st? And the only reason I asked that is my girlfriend is dating this football player who lives in Chicago and football season's over. So she's going down to Chicago on the 21st. And when he was on set, when I went down, I was like in the hotel by myself.
Yeah.
And I was super bored. I didn't see anything of Chicago because I wasn't going to go explore by myself. So I was like, oh, that'd be a cool weekend to go down because at least she'd be there. But he just wrote back and was like, February is no good. Maybe March. We're about to wrap the season, so I'm really busy.
Sounds good.
So,
sounds good. Okay, well, whatever.
But I don't know if I should take the maybe March as I'm being nice right now, but I have no intention of seeing yeah. you again.
Well, you don't know. Just keep hoping and, you know,
or don't count he is on really it. Busy. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't count on it.
Yeah.
But you would like to have more fun with him.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Even if it was like 6 months from now and he hit me up, I'd say, yeah, bet. On my way.
You think he has a lot of chicks like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, he's better looking in person than he is in any of his pictures or videos.
Yeah.
Like he's up close, probably one of the most handsome guys I've ever seen.
Wow.
So yeah, 100 undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Could walk into any place he wants and get whoever he wants.
Really?
Yeah.
That must feel nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can't make yourself like that. It's in the genes, right?
I think it's like that in the genes for men.
Yeah.
It has to be like in the genes for men. Women, like if you don't like how the fucking, the way you look, you can get change, you change your nose, change your cheeks, change your lips. You can change your fucking eye color now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, people.
Who the fuck would do that?
So many people do it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Play with your fucking retina.
Yeah, like there's a lot of black people go and they get like blue eyes or green eyes. I'm like, it's not that deep, people.
What the fuck?
It's not that serious.
And not just contacts. You're saying
they have
surgery?
Yeah, like reconstructive color surgery.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Would you let them play with your
eyes?
Type in
tiny on Google.
Tiny?
Yeah.
Who's tiny?
It's a person.
Oh, really?
Click on her picture.
And just by tiny, it'll find it?
Yeah, she dates a famous rapper, or she's married to a famous rapper.
Tamika Diane Tiny?
Yeah.
Okay, where's the picture? Oh, okay.
Now now look at her eyes.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you think the one that was here also did the same thing?
No, she had contacts. Those are 110% contacts.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she still have a show here?
No.
Really?
Yeah, thank God.
And what happened? What happened?
It doesn't matter. We don't need to get into it. It's business stuff. I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, man. I didn't like her, so. She's too intense for me.
It's hard to like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to like her.
But it was just weird. She was a very weird human being.
Very controlling.
Like, very obsessed with other people's lives. I've never seen anything like it.
Controlling. Yeah.
I was like, dude, like she was asking me about gossip and I'm like, you know that I don't like read up on other people's lives. Like if I'm scrolling through Instagram and Shade Room happens to post about, you know, a fight that Cardi B got into. Okay, cool. Yeah, I heard that. I read that. But like I don't research. I don't go on Google to find out what happened to these people yesterday at 5 p.m. because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well, she can tell you it's part of the work she does, but you know, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, if it's your job, like if you have to do it, it makes sense. Like if you're a paparazzi or a reporter or a blogger that reports on these type of things,
right.
I get it.
Exactly. And I think she is.
Oh.
At least she pretends to be.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
So.
Some characters, man. I don't know. It was too much. Too much.
Yeah.
So
it's really cold in here. It was warm for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And they fixed it for like 2 days. Now it's back to being cold.
I know. Look at me with the jacket. I never wear a jacket.
I almost wore a jacket, but I ran out of the house this morning. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. No, it's been cold even inside. There's no doubt about it, you know. At least today there's no wind, though, you know.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they call it a wind chill factory, you know. It makes a difference.
It does.
Right? I mean, outside it's chilly now, but it's bearable. Mm-hmm. If it was windy now,
yeah,
we would die.
Yeah.
30 degrees.
Can you imagine Chicago?
Yeah. I can't imagine.
No,
that cold.
It's and everyone always used to say like it's the windy city, blah 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 blah,
right.
And I'm like, dude, no one gets it.
Yeah,
the wind, like, it's almost like you go blind. You can't see nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then it's cold too, right?
Yeah, it's so cold.
Cold.
It'd be like 7 degrees with a windshield factor that makes it -25.
Yeah.
Boston's cold too. I mean, if you're in the city. In the tall buildings, you know, sometimes when you're around tall buildings, the wind is more intense.
Yes.
So when you're in the city, it's colder than being in like the suburbs where I live.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Never been to Chicago, you know?
I would go in the Chicago. To Chicago.
To Chicago?
I would go in the summer. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Yeah, go in the summer where you can actually see things.
Yeah, and like wear a tank top maybe.
Yeah.
Some jeans.
Yeah.
Not a fucking 20 coats, 7 pairs of socks.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
How can people stand that kind of cold? Wow. I've never lived in cold weather, you know?
I have.
Always lived like near an ocean and or C.
It's not fun. Yeah. But it's like you can ask the same question. Why do people choose to live where there's tornadoes?
Where there's what?
Tornadoes. Yeah. Like your house could literally be flown to shit.
Right.
Your dogs, your cars, everybody
but the chances
just die.
Are not as high as it just being cold, you know?
Yeah, but still, like even if it's like a small 0.5% chance, like right. Why would you want to live there? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, but listen, you're living in earthquake area, so.
I know. So I try to convince myself that nothing happens here.
Well, usually.
Hey, knock on wood. Let's not jinx ourselves.
Yeah.
Watch us get an earthquake tonight.
But everywhere you go, you can't hide from natural disaster.
Mm-mm. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
No.
Which is the scary, scary part.
Yeah. They're talking about sex workers here in Amsterdam. And you've heard of the red light district in Amsterdam?
I don't know anything about Amsterdam.
Okay.
No.
That's a city in the Netherlands, which is in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Could give you a little geography.
Well, I know it's in Europe.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know you can like smoke weed
Holland.
On the street.
Not on the street, no.
Oh.
No, you can't smoke weed on the street.
That was like the first place ever where it was legal, right?
Yeah, like decriminalized. It's not really legal, but they didn't make it into crime.
Right.
So, before we ever had dispensaries here, they had what they call coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
And you go inside, they have like a little, I don't know, I don't remember what sign they had. Maybe a green cross like we have here or something.
Right.
But it can't be a cross because there it wasn't medicinal or anything. No, they just had a green sticker or something and you knew. So you'd go inside and you have a menu and they give you whatever you want. And But then you can go inside certain cafes where they let you smoke.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you can even be outside on a sunny day in the summer. You can sit outside in a cafe and smoke.
Right.
But you can't walk with it, you know.
Gotcha.
They don't want that. So... I mean, before it became legal here, I enjoyed going to Amsterdam because you had that kind of freedom.
Right.
You know? But so then you go to the red light district, which is an area. It's a block of hookers, but they're not on the street.
Yeah.
They're inside windows, you know. They have like little cubicles almost. Like
but
large
you can see the windows
cubicles.
From the street.
Yeah, yeah. You walk past them. They stand like in the window and stuff. And you can see them. So you choose the chick you want. You go inside. And apparently you pay, they say here, she gets paid 50 euros.
Which is what?
About $70 or something.
Oh my God, $70 to do what?
To fuck them. Isn't that something?
That's awful.
Right?
I would never fuck somebody for $70. You can't even get your nails done with that.
So, yeah. So she says, so this one they're talking to in the article says she has like 5 or 6 clients a day, you know?
5 times 70. No. That's like $350.
Right. And then 100 of it is for rent.
Oh, my God.
Per day, you know, and stuff. Oh, the coffee has arrived. Yeah, you see, we have such great people here that they, yeah, you get great direct delivery of Starbucks right here.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee and something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Oh, and I'm so
I
cold.
I wish I was connected like that.
All you got to do is ask her. Do you drink coffee?
Of course.
You
but,
do? I don't think I've ever seen you drink coffee.
Well, I used to bring it all the time.
Really?
Then I thought, I'm drinking too much coffee because... I drink one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then one at night.
Okay, so you gotta get rid of the one at night.
Well, no, I like
That's
it.
Why you don't Relaxes fucking sleep.
Me. No, but I don't have it like late. Now it's like 9.
Still.
10.
Are you eating, is it like espresso coffee?
Listen, I don't have a hard time going to sleep at all. I'm tired. The only reason I stay up is because I have things to do.
Mm.
I'm like too busy doing things.
Yeah, you know what it is?
Even if it's just fucking on Facebook, but you know.
Right. So, I feel you. Sometimes when you're on your computer, you just feel like you're accomplishing mad shit. Like, I don't have a job and making no money, but sometimes when I'm on my computer, I'm like, I got a lot done today.
Yeah.
But no, I'm the same way. I could drink this, like, she got me a double shot. So there's like 2 shots of espresso in this, but I could literally drink this, and if I was at home, I could crawl into bed and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Coffee does fucking nothing for me.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just That's like the I taste mean. Of it and kind of I mentally psych myself out like this is going to help.
Right.
Even though I know it's not going to.
It does help in the morning though. It's hard to start the morning without coffee.
I start it without
Don't you
coffee.
Think, really?
Yeah. I would rather have like a nice cold glass of orange juice.
Well, both.
Like Tropicana. Really. Ew.
Tropicana sucks. I have Tropicana. I just bought
Simply
it
Orange?
Because they didn't have anything else. No, like not Simply Orange. That's not Tropicana.
No, I know. It's two different brands.
Right.
I'm saying, have you Simply, tried
some? Yeah, yeah. Good. That one is the best, really.
But it's really sweet, which makes me think they're adding a lot of shit to it.
Listen, and Tropicana doesn't even taste like fucking oranges. What the fuck is that? You know?
It tastes like oranges.
It tastes like orange juice, maybe, but not like oranges.
Okay.
When you have a good juice, it tastes like orange.
Yeah. I went to set maybe like in May, almost fucking a year ago. My show's coming out on the 21st, by the way. That stupid ass show I did.
Which one? Oh, really?
Oh, God. I like literally am dreading it.
Really?
Yeah, it comes out February 21st, which is
Did
like
we
two.
See it?
Yeah, I don't know what episode I am though, because I'm only in one or two episodes on MTV.
And what's it called?
Game of Clones. Ugh,
Game of
God,
Clones.
Yeah.
So what's it about? Now you can tell us. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like, I originally got Skype to do that show to be a celebrity on the show, but instead they went for only MTV personalities, and I've never been on MTV. This will be my first time doing it.
Right.
So they asked if I would be a contestant on it. Uh-huh. And at the time I was like, okay, this one paycheck is going to take care of 2 months of rent for me. So let me just fucking do it. Because exactly. At this point, I don't care. Even my ego, I'm going to put my ego aside.
Right.
I'm going to pay what I need to pay.
Good for you.
So basically the celebrity personalities on there say what celebrity they have a crush on. It could be Jason Momoa, J-Lo, Cardi B, whoever it is, and then they find people that look like that person, and we all dress exactly the like, same makeup, same hairstyle, same everything.
Uh-huh.
And the point of the show is supposed to be like, every bitch can look the same, but it's all about personality, so who has the best personality?
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to have a deeper message to it, but honestly. Right.
So, were you supposed to, and what do the contestants do then?
We had to like, I really didn't do much.
Yeah.
I just can't stand girls, let alone girls where we're all dressed exactly the same. So I was just like, I was just there talking shit. Like, all of you are jokes.
Were you supposed to be a clone of someone?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wait to see who.
J-Lo.
J-Lo?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Which is weird because when we were all dressed up, we all looked exactly the fucking same. Really? I was like, what the hell?
And there was somebody there responsible for making you look like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, which is funny because on the first day, thank God. So the first day I was on set or whatever, it was like promo day where you do like green screen interviews and stuff. And the makeup artist on set was so good. Like she just, I mean, we were orange. Like all of us were orange.
Really?
But she was really good. Like I just felt really sexy being orange.
Yeah.
And then she left.
Is J-Lo orange?
I don't think she's necessarily orange. It's just everyone was a different race. So we had to find like an equal medium.
I see.
Where all of us would match kind of. And it was orange.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump orange?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, on the second day when we actually start filming, that makeup artist went to her son's graduation. So like I had to get another makeup artist. And let me tell you, in the business, even if people are working on sets and for shows, it doesn't mean they know what the fuck they're doing. Mm. Someone did my makeup and I was like, I'm wiping this off and somebody else is starting over.
Really?
Like if I can do my makeup better and you're getting paid for this, you shouldn't have this job. Hate to tell you that.
So the second one wasn't as good.
No.
Wow.
No. Like I felt sexy on the first day.
Yeah.
The last 2 days of filming, I was like, me.
Yeah.
So that comes out in 2 weeks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
I'm
so
more popular.
MTV?
Yeah, and I'm more popular on my episode than the person they pick for the celebrity personality.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, you guys know that people are going to be watching this episode for me, right? And I'm getting paid like 10 grand less than him. It's true. Like, nobody knows him.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Write me that check.
Yeah.
I was the whole episode.
Yeah, I love how you rationalize things. You owe me $1 million according to my math.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody called me narcissistic the other day.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm definitely not. Do you think I am?
No.
I don't think so. I felt I was really offended by that.
Yeah, that would not be the first five descriptions.
No, I would say high maintenance a little bit. Not even when it comes to money or clothes or bags. I'm just high maintenance in the sense like if like a waiter brings me food that doesn't look correct, I'm sending it back.
Yeah, plus you're humble, you know? I mean, right. You don't like go around and...
And like say I'm better than you.
Right.
Except for right now when I just said people are going to be watching the show for me, not him. But it that's not me not being humble. That's just... Facts.
Yeah, that's if you feel that's a fact. Yeah, it's a fact.
Yeah, no. If yeah. When the show comes out, when you know who it is, like I don't want to put that on the air right
but
now.
But you should definitely promote it on all these social media.
Yeah, no, I will because I don't want a bad rep with MTV. Right. I want them to call me back for something else.
Exactly.
Obviously.
You know.
Yeah.
And show them you're more popular than the other.
Oh, I will.
Guy.
I will. I'm like, are you guys tuning in this episode for me or for him? Yeah. Let's take a poll.
Yeah. No, people would love to see you because your fans would probably. They haven't seen you in a while other than in pictures and videos.
I have not been on a TV screen. It'll be 4 years come April. Well, I guess I'm cutting that short now because the show comes out on the 21st.
Good.
But I think my episode is the last episode of the season. Mm. And I'm on two. It was supposed to be one, but I think I think there's a little bit of drama, so they stretched it for two.
Oh, well, we'll get to see it anyway.
Yeah.
And it'll be on demand anyway.
Yeah, you have on demand, right? Oh, yeah. No, you don't. You just have Hulu, right?
Well, I mean, I meant on demand like everywhere, you know?
Yeah. But can you watch MTV? Because you don't have cable, right?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know
but
if you
gonna... Don't they have an app or something? They probably do.
Oh, Yeah.
No,
it's
you
just,
can watch anything.
It's kind of annoying to do that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
No, I mean, it just sits on Amazon... Fire TV and you just press on it.
Right.
It's there.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, the Super Bowl, you didn't have to have CBS or anything. You just went on Prime and bam. It's right there, you know.
Right.
So that's what's cool about it. Yeah. And I like the Hulu Live because it gives me all the channels I like,
mm-hmm.
news and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a lot of movies, a lot of things too. So I don't really need Netflix. I just got it to watch The Bird Box and all that. I'll probably discontinue it.
Right.
They keep raising their fucking prices all the time.
I know. Yeah. It's because they're supposed to come out with more movies. And you know what? It's funny. I met this guy who has spent the last 6 years writing a movie. And they filmed it and they're in post-op right now and they're trying to sell it to theaters. Well, they're going to after it's done editing. And he was like explaining to me how Netflix has basically ruined the movie market.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can get quality style movies for $14 a month as opposed to going to the movie theater on one night
right.
and spending $36 on two tickets. Right. That's fucking crazy.
It is. But everything's become like that. You know, Spotify, the same thing. People
right.
don't buy music anymore.
No, yeah.
You just pay the monthly fee.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
all those artists are still getting paid, though.
They are.
By downloads, you know?
Yeah, but not very much.
No. I don't think... Like, when I see rappers, especially new rappers and stuff, out here and like posting on Instagram or being on blog sites with like chains that are probably worth more than any type of money I'll ever see in my life. I'm like, there's no fucking way you're making that much money.
Right.
There's just no way unless you're having like brand deals. Like Drake, for instance, has like brand deals with like Adidas or whoever he works with. So he's got like money coming in.
Right.
At
different sources.
Yeah. But how do you possibly make that much money off just album sales?
Yeah. No, that's not. Well, that's the thing. They're saying today that artists don't make as much money, obviously, from records as they do from live performances.
Right.
So that's what
you
do.
Make more money on live performances.
Right.
Right. That makes sense. Like Ariana Grande just canceled her Grammys one.
Yeah.
See that little drama?
I heard that a couple people did, right?
Yeah.
Drake, too?
I didn't know Drake was supposed to be performing. He canceled his?
Reportedly turned down the Grammys. Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Childish Gambino.
That's a lot of talent that turned down. Ariana Grande just canceled her performance. She was scheduled and she canceled it.
So why did that happen?
They tried to say, so the drama was the producer of the Grammys came out and said that she wouldn't have enough time to be prepared.
Right.
And she came out and said, fuck that. Don't put words in my mouth. She's like, I can make a show overnight, which any artist could for a show like that. She was like, you had a list of songs. I didn't want to perform them. This is about creativity and being an artist. And she's like, it's a bunch of political moves and that's not music to me. So she pulled out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, but imagine being like an artist and having like, she just dropped her brand new album today.
Yeah.
Which is going to make who knows how much money, but I'm sure she got 5 billion downloads already.
Right. So it'll be noticed that she's not there.
Well, yeah, and not only that, they probably wanted her to perform old music, and she probably wants to perform new music off her new album. Right.
You see, and that's why they do that, because, and that's why they go on concerts too, to promote their new stuff. You
right.
know? That's why you go, you want the classic stuff there, like with their new shit.
Exactly.
That you don't know.
Exactly.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, That's one thing about artists. They complain that people keep wanting the old stuff. But hey, that's what made you famous.
Yeah,
that's what made me like you. No, these songs.
I mean, okay, like for instance, I watched like this interview or this documentary about like Lady Gaga, right? And her last album that came out was completely different than right. her album that had like Poker Face on it.
Right,
like
right.
you know when she was wearing
that Joanne one.
Yeah,
or something?
So okay. it was like more like rocky and like more. Whatever, she still blew the charts away with completely different music. So I think that you can, as an artist, start a certain way and change, but you have to be on like a level of you have to be. She's like a Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna go down in history as like a fucking superstar, you know. But like someone like Britney Spears, she can't start how she started and then switch to rock and roll because people are gonna be like, no. It doesn't work for you.
It depends. I guess for some people it works.
Yeah.
But not for many.
No.
Yeah.
I think it depends. And it depends if you can pull it off. Like, yeah. can you imagine, like, Katy Perry going from, like, pop to
like
hardcore,
soul.
Like, yeah, or soul or something? I'd be like, this isn't working for you at all. Well, it's funny because she used to be, back in the day, like, when she had, like, Teenage Dream and stuff come out.
Uh-huh.
She was so sexy and so poppin', and now I feel like everyone just, I don't know what happened to her. I don't even know if she's making new music, but the last couple of songs that I've ever heard from her are absolutely terrible.
Are you talking about Britney?
Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. I used to like her a lot.
Yeah, she had some good hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, but, so you don't like her new music
no,
now?
No, I mean, I haven't, she's like, it comes to a point where if you used to download somebody's music all the time and now you don't even search their name to even see if they have new music out, that's when it's like it went downhill for them.
Yeah,
you know.
Wow.
Yeah,
I just like that you can get any song, any music on Spotify. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to,
yeah,
go, you know.
Apple Music's the same.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I just mean it in general, and also like dip from different countries, different
yeah
types of music.
Yeah,
any type of music you want, you know.
Yeah.
And now everybody's throwing their fucking bullshit podcasts on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more podcasts out there than anything.
There's so many podcasts.
Right?
But you don't get paid off podcasts.
No.
So I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, for people on Apple Music, you get paid for downloads.
Right.
But for podcasts, you don't get paid for downloads.
No.
So I'm like, how do we make money off this?
Because nobody's going to download it as much as they do music, you know?
Yeah, but they should. Podcasts should still get paid for downloads. You know what I mean?
No, but they want to be included. It depends on who wants whom, you know?
Right.
Spotify, to survive, needs music. But they don't need the podcast. The podcasters need Spotify more.
My podcast is on Spotify.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we need to start putting ours, too.
Yeah, yeah. Put all your shows on all those streaming
networks.
Oh,
we do.
Yeah.
We do.
It's a lot of fucking work,
on
though.
On iTunes and stuff. Well, but we do it.
It took me like 10 weeks to Google how to do it, because I thought that you just uploaded your audio directly onto Spotify, but
right.
you have to download like a third party.
Right.
Use a third party.
You do like an RSS feed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you have to pay for that monthly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, to have it sitting
mm-hmm.
somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
To even upload a new episode or new audio, you have to pay for it monthly.
Yeah.
Once you stop paying for it, they're like, "Well, your podcast is off the air."
Exactly. What do you want? Things for free?
Yeah.
Let me tell you how capitalism works. Okay, let me give you an example. We use a website called Go to My PC,
mm-hmm.
and it lets you control your computer remotely.
Yeah.
And we have several computers we do that with. We used to pay a certain amount, let's say like $20 a month per computer, right?
Right.
They just increased it to double that.
Yeah, $40 a month, right?
Right. That's $40 fucking dollars a month.
Yep.
You know, you multiply that by six computers, $250 from 100. It's like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. They don't even give you notice or anything. And you know why they can do it? Just like when Netflix is doing it. Although Netflix has got more competition. But Go to My PC when they bought their competition who was giving it away for free, the same technology. Mm. They bought them out so they don't
And you know that's now. You know that's why that company did that, right?
Yeah, right. Because
they knew these motherfuckers are going to have to buy us out.
Right.
Because we're doing the same exact thing for free. That was exactly. like the smartest business move anyone could make.
Yeah. You know, and they figured they take their customers too and everything.
Right.
And so now you don't have a choice.
Right.
And you pay whatever they want.
Yeah. You know?
So fuck it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have a choice. Like, see, I don't have Hulu.
Right.
I don't use Hulu. I know I've heard there's like really good stuff on there, like really good content, but I started with Netflix and I've just stuck with Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I would be overwhelmed and completely consumed if I had Hulu.
Probably.
Like I would start Handmaid's Tale from season one. Yeah, then I'd be doing it for 3 weeks straight. And before you know it, I'm 31 and it's May.
That's a lot of TV to watch, let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Did you watch Westworld? Did we talk about this?
No.
You said you didn't, right?
No, I've watched it, but wasn't into it. Mm-mm.
So you didn't watch second season?
No, but you know what I started watching on my plane, but I took too many Xanax. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Bad Night at El Royale. What is it? Like, there's like mad famous people in it. Hold on a second.
Really?
Yeah, hold on.
What is it, like a TV show?
No, it's a movie. It came out.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah, it has like Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth. I think Jeff Bridges is in it. Bad Times at El Royale. There's a lot of people in it.
Oh.
And I started watching it and I was so into it.
Really?
But I like couldn't stay away because of the Xanax. So I'm praying it's on Redbox so I want to rent it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
Bad Times at El Royale. It's by Quentin Tarantino, I believe.
Ah,
so you know it's going to be fucked up. Yeah. He's a very interesting director.
Yeah, and he's got great movies, great actors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He always does, like Django, about the slave. Did you ever see that? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Django, not Django. I think it's Django.
It's Django, yeah. Right. This D silent.
I did see that with Denzel, was it?
No, Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was long, but it was good. I saw it in theater.
Pulp Fiction, of course, is a classic.
You've
never seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Okay, you gotta watch
it. I know, everyone always says that. And everyone's always that chick for Halloween.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the black wig.
Yeah.
Everyone is her for Halloween.
Really?
Always. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's always a sexy costume. I'm like, I'm not gonna wear it because I've never seen the movie. I'd be faking it.
Yeah. Uma Thurman. Yeah. She's been in almost all his movies.
Yeah, because she was in
Kill Bill.
Yeah, that movie made so much fucking money.
Yeah, both of them. Those two.
Three
parts.
Three of them, I think.
Two parts, no?
I think it was three.
Three?
Yeah. That's when you're doing too much. Everything should stop at two. Although I'm desperately waiting for John Wick 3 to come out.
Yeah, I know you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Equalizer 3?
I definitely think there's going to be a third one. Did you finish the second one? You didn't even watch the second one.
I didn't watch the second one.
Second one is just as good as the first.
Yeah.
So good.
Huh. Mm-hmm. All these movies about revenge and shit.
Yeah.
You know? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, like Liam.
Enough with that.
You saw Taken,
yeah,
right?
Liam Neeson.
He has a new one coming out called. Oh my God, I don't know. But he's.
The Commuter or something?
No, The Commuter was boring.
Was it?
I was very shocked.
Because it keeps coming up for me and I don't.
I mean, it's not regrettable. Like, I don't regret watching it. Like, it wasn't that terrible a movie. Just for him, like, the movies he's been in, it was a little slow-paced for me.
I see.
Like, he was a little frustrating.
Yeah, he's usually got the same kind of movies, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's like, what people want from him. We don't want anything else.
Right.
If he's doing anything else, we're going to be like, no.
Well, he did do Schindler's List.
That was him.
Yeah.
That's right. I watched that
in
school.
That's a different kind of movie. Really?
Yeah.
Like in history or something? Wow.
Wait, was he in the black and white one when the girl was only in the red jacket, but the red was the jacket was the only thing in color in the movie?
No, it was all black and white.
But it was based on like a little girl, right?
No. No. It was, no. Are you talking about Anne Frank?
No, I know Anne Frank.
Okay.
She was a Holocaust survivor, right?
Yeah, well, she wasn't really surviving because she ended up being killed.
She did?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, they were in this annex, which is part of it was a hidden part of a house.
I thought she survived.
I've been there. That's in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Her house, where she lived.
Right.
So, No, she. So they hid for 5 years, 3 to 5 years.
Mm.
They were hiding. They didn't even come out of that fucking area of the house. Not big, of course. So she was like in a room the whole time.
And didn't people that
like
help
being
people
in jail? You know, yeah. So they were being helped by.
But the people that helped too get killed as well, right?
They would, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't think that happened. But what happened is someone snitched on them, and then they came in, took them in to concentration camps, death camps.
Yo, when I watched Schindler's List and they showed like footage of, or like, well, obviously it was remade, it wasn't actual
right.
footage, but just imagining that that's what people went through, like right. there are some sick fucking human beings on this planet for you to think that's okay.
Yeah.
Whether they're Jewish or not.
Right. You know, the thing is that
like shaving all their heads, branding yeah. them with numbers, like they're pieces of property.
Right.
And the worst part for me
it
in Schindler's
to
List.
Dehumanize them.
Yeah.
You know?
But the worst part of Schindler's List was when they showed the slide. When people went down the slide into the fucking big furnace where they burned to death.
Oh, yeah.
That was sickening.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets me so mad.
It's like you wouldn't even believe half the stories, you know?
Right.
They have those Holocaust museums everywhere.
Yeah.
A big one in Israel, of course. And you can see all the horrors that happened, you
right.
know? And you go, you realize it was like a very efficient
mm-hmm.
killing machine.
Yeah.
That's what they created.
Right.
A factory of killing people, you know? And it's that German efficiency that you see today, you know, where Germans are very like, they're hard workers, they make systems and things like that.
Right.
So that's what they applied toward evil, you know.
I would never date a German.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because I'm pissed.
Yeah, but you can't blame.
Not every German was like that.
Yeah, plus you can't blame all whites for slavery, you
mm-hmm.
know, especially not
yeah.
the generations now.
Yeah, because there's a lot of white people that help with the Underground Railroad.
Right.
So isn't it funny that some people are just like born to go against the norm?
Yeah.
But those are the people that actually like make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some horrible shit that's gone down in this country.
Yeah.
Like, oh, some horrible things.
Well, in the world,
in the world,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, history is just littered with wars and dead mm-hmm. people. And, you know, people always fight for shit.
I wonder when the next time something like that is going to go down.
Well, they're saying that, I mean, look, it's a different world now.
Right.
We're not going to have wars like we did.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like
no one's going to be on the street
wars.
With like picket forks and fucking swords
right.
running after each other. Now
right.
it's like guns and bombs.
You know, it used to be swords and, mm. and you know. But yeah,
I wanna
now
know,
it's nuclear bombs.
I want to know who the fuck,
right?
Smoked whatever they were smoking, sat in their basement and came up with a gun and a bullet. Who the fuck came up with that?
Good idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like who sat in their basement and was like, yo, let's do something that's going to kill people. Seriously, who came up with that?
Right.
And now it's like one gun back in whatever century it was invented is now common to like AK fucking 47s
right.
where you could do like 50 bullets at one time.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
Wasn't it like Smith & Wesson or something?
I have no idea.
Because it's a brand of a gun.
Yeah, I know. I've heard
you know?
Of it.
Yeah.
yeah. I want to learn how to shoot a gun.
Yeah?
I'd just be like scared that it would like backfire and hit me in the face or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you put plastic bullets in this, please? Thank you.
Yeah. They're saying that, the first successful rapid fire firearm is the Gatling gun. I know that one, but that's not. Why are they talking about? When was the first gun invented? Well, 1364, I guess. You know.
Mm.
And then in 1892, they introduced the automatic handgun.
You said 13?
1364.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when they recorded the first firearm. And then in 1892, they introduced automatic handguns.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I guess before, so it's matchlock.
Yeah.
Matchlock. Okay, so you can attribute that to him, I guess.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Matchlock is not a person. That's the way the gun works. But guns were fired by holding a burning wick to a touch hole in the barrel, igniting the powder inside. Can you imagine shooting like that?
And can you imagine how many people got fucked up in the process of learning that that was a new weapon?
Yeah.
So many people probably got killed. Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I mean, people invented a lot of stuff to kill people. There's no question about it.
Right.
You know, but yeah, it's always going to happen. Now we're living in more peaceful times than ever. You know, really, I mean, when you think about it, we don't have any major wars,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that, you know. People have a lot of personal freedoms to do what they want. They're safe for the most part.
Right.
From enemies and criminals and shit like that. So, yeah, we're much more civilized than we used to be. And that's why, you know, people are saying, oh, this is such a terrible world to bring kids to. That's not true. You know, I mean, the world used to be a lot worse. They'd have disease.
I just feel like some stuff needs to be controlled when bringing children into this world. Like, parents now, I see, like, if you're at the DMV, if you're at the supermarket and the kid is, like, having a meltdown because he wanted you to grab chocolate granola bars, but you grabbed, you know, Kix cereal instead, and he starts freaking out. The first thing parents do is, here's my phone. I'm like, yo, I think we're depending too much on our technology to shut kids up.
Right.
You know, it's not really helping them. Like, back in the day, like, we had none of that. Like, we thought, like, fun was, like, when my mom was raking leaves and we got to go outside and jump in them.
Yeah.
Now it's like everyone's inside playing Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah, the world has changed. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean it's worse, you know.
I don't think it's worse. I just feel like there's always going to be problems.
Yeah.
It might not be the problems we had back in the day, but there's always going to be issues.
Yeah.
But that's for adults and children and for fucking everyone everywhere. So.
True.
Yeah.
And on that note, folks, we're going to say goodbye to you for this week. What's coming up this weekend? I guess nothing really big.
It's Grammy weekend.
Grammys, right?
Mm-hmm. I went to a gifting suite yesterday. There's like a bunch of parties and stuff. I just don't know if I'm in the mood to do anything.
Yeah. You see, I rarely watch award shows, but now that I have my big TV, maybe it'll be worth watching the Grammys.
I like to watch music award shows because I like to see performances.
Right.
Because I just like to see the talent on stage. The acting awards, I'm like, snooze fest.
Right.
So boring.
Yeah. But, you know, with the Grammys, I mean, now I don't know most artists, so it doesn't speak to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, folks. So enjoy the Grammys. Enjoy whatever the hell you're doing. And I will see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.